You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by AgriBull's Eric Snodgrass to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, it's January, and for the first time in a really long time, we have a hurricane that is making its way through the Atlantic. That's kind of unusual.
It is very unusual. Last time this happened was 1938. In addition to that, this hurricane is forming very far north, you know, that usually don't form really much outside of the tropics. And this one is way far north. And so it's been fun, actually, to watch this one take off. And maybe it's a sign of things to come for the next hurricane season. We're going to have to watch this next hurricane season very close. But Alex is certainly an oddity.
So let's talk a little bit about other kinds of things that have been happening across the Midwest. Speaking of oddities, they were really dry on the West Coast. But now they've been getting a lot of rainfall, and even snowpack's pretty good, I think.
Oh, snowpack is fantastic. Last year at this time, you know, if you kind of look at the percent of normal snowpack for most of the mountains out west, it was bad. It was just low. But they've had very persistent flow from the west, loading those mountains up with snow, which is going to be fantastic for ag out west as they recover from, you know, the historic drought that they're in. So, yeah, this is good news for them that they're getting all this snow and all this rain, helping California out quite a bit, too.
I'd like to hopscotch around the United States. Can you check in on the Southeast for me? They'll be coming into spring sooner rather than later, and despite the fact that it's January.
Yeah, no, the Southeast has had several rounds of heavy rain over the past, you know, maybe as far back as 60 days or so, and they're getting pounded again today. About now, you know, the rain is moving on up the East Coast, but nasty line of storms that moved through earlier today, and we're looking at them getting hit a few more times in the upcoming, like, 10 days or so, so got to be on the lookout for flooding down there.
And the word of the marketing year for weather has been El Nino. What's it look like today?
Yeah, El Nino is actually probably past its peak. So we've been watching it build for the last 9 months or so. It's now past its peak. And as we've been forecasting, we're heading back toward what we call ENSO neutral, which is, you know, normal conditions across the Pacific. And then a lot more seriously into La Nina conditions for late next summer into fall and winter. So we got to be on the lookout for the transition from El Nino to La Nina.
And before we go to South America, let's finish up the United States and the Midwest. Rainfall here or cold conditions? We've had both this winter.
That's right, yeah. And there's some rain that's moving across the Ohio Valley right now. It's moving on off to the east. And thankfully, we didn't get snow out of this one. But boy, it is the cold air that is coming in behind this that we got to be on the lookout for. We're talking single-digit lows in the morning to start off next week, possibly even below zero. So that's not below freezing, that's below zero for some of the morning temperatures across the Corn Belt. We got a chance for some snow, a little bit of snow maybe on Sunday in parts of Illinois, but really, I'd say the next best chance for snow across the Midwest comes on a weak little clipper system that tries to get through here on Wednesday. So we'll keep an eye out on that one.
And finally, your assessment of the crops in the state of Mato Grosso in Brazil.
Yeah, so we've been talking about how they've been anomalously dry, and it's impacting some of the crop in the northern part of Mato Grosso. You know, we're getting pretty late in the season. It's about harvest time there, and so it's even though the rains have picked up recently, it's a little bit too late for it to make a big impact. So there, I've heard some reports that about 30% of the crop has been rated as poor. And to keep that in perspective, about 30% of all of the beans that come out of Brazil come from Mato Grosso. So it's a significant chunk, but I think other parts of the country are going to carry some of that burden. And we're still going to expect, you know, in terms of production, a big year out of Brazil.
Eric Snodgrass is with AgriBull. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.